Carol Kane is the host of Michigan Manners. It's an Emmy award-winning program in Detroit that you can catch all over, obviously, because they post it at WWJ-TV in Detroit. It's Sundays on WWJ. She also is a great columnist for the Detroit Free Press and covers politics and business. I have actually met her face-to-face and chatted with her for about a minute, but we have her on the program quite frequently, and I consider her a friend. We have her on the program, and Carol, we want to send condolences out to you and your family as you recently lost your brother.
Oh, Tony, thank you so much. Yeah, my big brother, Charlie, I mean, our heart's heavy right now. Our big brother, Charlie, passed away from cancer on Saturday, Charlie being the oldest of my three brothers. I have three brothers and three sisters. And he had a very brief battle with cancer, fought it valiantly, and I'm sure many of your listeners who read the Detroit News and have watched Channel 2, where he worked for a time, know his work. But I have to tell you, Tony, I have been so overwhelmed with the grief, but with the outpouring of stories and emails. People like Governor Milliken and Governor Blanchard have been calling me, and Coleman Young's son, and just so many people talking about how Charlie impacted them, and even to the point where I knew Charlie was a good big brother, but I didn't realize just how many people's lives he had touched, not just the politicians, but people in the media from across the state, up in Lansing, many, many people. Geraldine Lasher, who was Governor Snyder's press person, talked about how Charlie helped her when she was starting out as a young PR person, and ironically, Governor Milliken probably had one of the most fascinating stories talking about the media, and Charlie, first time he had interviewed him, asked Governor Milliken, who was, I can't remember what term he was into, how he felt about the job, and I don't know if you have FCC rules, but said the job was sometimes a pain in the you-know-what, which Charlie wrote and put in the Detroit News. And Governor Milliken called him and said, I thought that was off the record. And Charlie said, no, you told me the story first and then said, that's off the record. I didn't agree to it. So taught him a little bit about media rules. But Tony, anyways, it is a very tough time, but we're getting through this. And we've got the funeral is this Friday at St. Paul's in Grosse Pointe, and I know many of his friends and cohorts are going to be there as well.
Well, I wish I would have known him. He was a Michigan guy. He went to Wayne State and MSU. But more than anything, he was a news reporter and a journalist to the highest degree.
Yeah, you know, Charlie, I'm writing a column for Sunday about it, and I'm sitting here going back and forth on what to put in here. And the thing that keeps coming back is the fact that he was just a wonderful storyteller. He was so helpful to people, and just the news and telling the story was the most important thing. It was never about ego. It was never about gotcha journalism, which is now favored in so many places. He was a reporter's reporter, and he, in following in the footsteps of our father, Charlie Kane, who worked for Associated Press for many years, and our grandfather, who owned newspapers, third-generation journalist, and it's something that journalism won't be quite the same in Michigan, and certainly not in Lansing without Charlie around, and our family will never forget, but we won't be quite the same either.
Well, Emily, Brittany, and I send our condolences to your family, and I'm sad to ask you a little bit about someone else who recently died, who you covered, Dr. Kenneth Burnley. As I read your column in Sunday's Detroit Free Press, what a guy. Did he accomplish a lot in a lifetime?
You know, it's so ironic. Ken Burnley, who was CEO of Detroit Public Schools, he came in after the state takeover and had been appointed there, and so he came in under some bad conditions to begin with, and Detroit Public Schools even back then was having huge issues. But Ken Burnley, whatever people say, and I know there'll be people on both sides of the aisle, had very good intentions all the way through. He was all about the kids, making things better in the classroom, and he did yeoman's job. But it was so stunning because Ken, who is now 69 years old, had double knee surgery last week or 2 weeks ago now, and then passed away a couple days later with some complications from it. Talk about a health nut. My God, he was a golfer, a runner, and he loved sports. He loved his Michigan, the maize and blue. In fact, I was going to sit with Ken and his wife Eileen, who had moved to Alaska, to Wasilla, Alaska, where Governor Palin, of course, we know was her hometown until she just moved to Arizona, but shocked so many people, and he just had so many things. He had a whole illustrious career. He was the first black coach hired at University of Michigan as the track coach, again, getting back to his roots of sports and education, and just loved Maize and Blue and loved education and loved Alaska. He and Eileen had been in Fairbanks maybe 15 years ago, loved it there, which a lot of people, I'm not sure that's the first place I'd want to go to, and was working at U of M in a training supervisor, school supervisor type of a curriculum he was helping them set up, and got a call from them there about the school district being open, and so he ended up going back. He and Eileen were so excited to go back, and so I feel so bad because the family, certainly to have somebody who you don't expect to pass is shocking, but I've heard, Tony, from so many of his friends and people who've called me who don't know me and left me voicemails and sent emails about Dr. Burnley, what a wonderful man he was, people who knew him here. He went to Mumford High in Detroit, went to Eastern Michigan, worked at U of M, and then went on to an educational career, and then bent to Alaska, and just so many firsts, and just a wonderful, good-hearted guy.
All right, well, Carol, it must have been a challenge for you to come on the program with your heart so heavy. Thanks for sharing some time with us, and we'll talk to you soon. Blessings.
Thank you guys so much.